Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line, plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I've done this. I don't know if either of you have done this, but we're going to find out. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I walked into a convenience store yesterday. And the young lady working behind the counter is like, is that all you got? I go, yeah. And she's cashing me out. And her phone is laying on the desk right in front of everybody. Everybody could see it, right? And she's FaceTiming with her dog.
Oh.
And I thought it was the cutest thing ever. I didn't say anything. I just smiled. I laughed as I was walking away. I'm sure she knew why I was laughing.
Yeah.
But she went, as I'm walking away, I hear her go, hey, baby.
Aw,
come here, girl.
Aw. Who's a good girl?
And the dog, it was funny because the dog was right in it. Like it knew exactly what it was doing.
I believe that's why this technology was created in the first place. I don't believe we're meant to, you know, bug each other. It's really so we can stay in contact with our animals when we're not there. I'm telling you, I talk to dogs on FaceTime more than I want to admit. Not only my own dogs when I'm not at home.
Do you think your dog Steve's there. Gets what's going on?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't know that my dogs necessarily get it. My mother's dog, I don't know why, don't start with me. My mom puts her dog on every time I FaceTime with her. And she's like, yeah, Tibby, who is that? Is that your favorite person? And then she'll put the camera and the dog is like, her head's going sideways. And then I find myself talking to her and asking her questions and her head will go sideways.
Oh, so she's and definitely. It'll tip,
and she's staring at me. I'm like, oh my God,
that is crazy.
This dog is listening to what I'm saying. And then of course I FaceTime with my grand dog. She's not as attentive, but my dogs get super jealous when I FaceTime with other animals. So it's very hard for me. I have to like leave the room. I'm like, hold on, Morgan, before I FaceTime with my grand dog, let me leave these others in the living room. We know they get, my dog comes up to me like, who are you talking to? How dare you talk to another dog like that?
So Hope is a new dog mom.
Yes.
It's been what, a month?
Just about a month.
And have you had the opportunity to FaceTime with Duke yet?
The only FaceTiming we've done is I set up my phone like a baby monitor and we left it on FaceTime, went to the store, came back to see how he would react with nobody home.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's genius.
Thank you. I have a good idea every once in a while.
Well, I mean, let's slow
your roll. By the way, somebody on the text is saying, so how did the dog answer when she called to FaceTime? Well, clearly there was a human being on the other end to do that. But while I was standing there, the entire time
was in
standing
the
in line, that dog's face was staring at mama and licking her lips and And every time mom talked to her, she'd go,
oh my gosh.
It was freaking adorable. We're talking about FaceTiming with your pets. And I was in a convenience store yesterday, and the cashier was FaceTiming with their dog. Yeah. And it was the cutest thing to watch her interact with her dog. And I kind of wanted to eavesdrop for a while, but I didn't want to be creepy. So I walked away. But you've talked to your dogs. Do you think your dogs get what's going on?
I do. At least, like I said, a couple dogs in my life, I believe, hear that they're being spoken to and then respond. This is going to sound crazy, but put it on the list of stuff that you've heard out of my mouth. Every evening, my husband calls his mother. And then before he hangs up, he's like, hold on. You got to say goodnight to Noelle. And that poor woman has to talk to my dog every night just to appease her son. So he'll put her on speaker and she's like, okay, goodnight, Noelle. Good night. Say bye. Love, heart. And all of a sudden, my dog will go, bah-roo. Every time.
So your dog is talking to grandma through the phone.
So I think it's just because Steve's trained her.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if it's necessarily.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The conversation she understands, or just, okay, he has a phone. He's responding, holding it out to me. He's saying these words. Now I bark twice. But either way, I don't know. It seems genius. I just think I have the smartest dog on the planet.
Of course.
I have not had faith in how intelligent dogs can be. A lot of the dogs I had growing up and were around were not necessarily smart. And Duke, the new dog I just adopted, is a lab shepherd mix. And everyone's been like, oh my God, he's so smart, I bet, because he's a German shepherd and a lab. And I'm like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it.
My lab is the smartest dog I've ever had.
My girlfriend was talking to Duke and is like, where's Hope? And he looks over at me and I'm like, he'd do that with any name. She starts going through like, where's Emily? Nothing. Where's Devin? Nothing. Where's Hope? Looks right over at me.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? He knows my name?
Yes. Very, very smart. Now, you have cats.
I have cats.
Are cats that, do people, they don't know what they're doing, right? They don't.
I think.
Do people FaceTime with their cats?
So we didn't FaceTime with the cat. We went away one time and it was like a 3-day trip and we had somebody to check in on her the second and third day, but not the first day.
Right.
So we just left a big pile of food. She's fine. Self-sufficient.
Oh,
cats are way more self-sufficient than dogs. And that's half the reason.
Just leave a pile of food.
Guy. So we had a security camera that was just Wi-Fi enabled that we set in the living room.
Okay.
So we could see the front door and the kitchen. And one day we see the cat walking through the room as we're looking at the camera. And so we're like, Ginger, Ginger. And all of a sudden she stopped and she looked and she's looking like, where's that voice coming from?
God?
And then she disappeared. And then all of a sudden she pops up right in front of the camera. So she absolutely came over to the camera when we spoke to her.
Okay.
And I
So cat people can FaceTime with their pets.
I need to find the picture. So I didn't try and become a TikToker, but I fooled around with TikTok. I'm a lurker. I like to watch TikTok. So we made the video. I took the screenshot from the video and I put it out, and it got thousands of clicks on it of the cat figuring out that we're not there.
Oh my gosh.
It felt so bad because we're trying to say hi to the cat. And then we're like, you know what? The cat just realized we're not around and we're stuck in a box somewhere. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's with us and Hope as well.
Isn't life just one test after the other? One, right? It is. Well, Real Love Ready, that I follow on Instagram, posed a fascinating question, all right? And it honestly, it could define your relationship.
If your partner were a piece of clothing in your closet, something that you wear, what would they be? And this is called the wardrobe test.
This is the latest test. All right. First thought, you have to be honest with yourself. First thought out of your mind. What is a piece of clothing that best represents your partner? Best represents them.
My
and
wife
why?
Is a very comfortable t-shirt.
Okay.
Because, because she's comfortable and laid back.
Okay.
Easy going, not too formal.
So see, that's a good sign. Anything that represents comfort is a green flag. All right.
Oh, good. I passed the test.
I have the weirdest one. I immediately thought, and I don't know why, a bra for Steve.
You think your husband is a bra?
Because he always supports me.
Oh my God.
And he holds you up.
He does. He supports me. He's my foundation. Okay. Otherwise I'd be out there all exposed and looking ridiculous.
He's also strangling you and you want to get him off of you the second you walk into the house, right?
Like I said, he supports me.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.